This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. In Baghdad tomorrow, an event that for decades would have been unimaginable. Saddam Hussein will go on trial. He's charged with ordering and overseeing the killing of more than 140 men and boys from the town of Dujail in the early 1980s. The former dictator will be in court along with seven members of his Ba'ath Party. NPR's Anne Garrels joins us from Baghdad. And Anne, tell us, please, the details of these killings that Saddam Hussein will be standing trial for.
Well, when Saddam made a tour of Dujail on a hot summer day 23 years ago, members of the banned Dawah Party tried to assassinate him to avenge the death of their leaders. Saddam's response was to send in the troops, strafe the city, arrest anyone who might be involved and their family members, and in fact anyone suspected of being against the regime. Hundreds, including women and children, were sent to a detention camp for several years, and as you noted, 143 men were executed, in fact in secret.
As bad as this crime was, there were certainly other crimes of the Saddam Hussein regime that were far more sweeping, attacks against the Kurds involving the use of chemical weapons. Why is this case going first?
Well, basically because it was the easiest they could find. The U.S. actually wanted a case that did not involve Saddam to start with, arguing it would give the court a chance to sort of get its feet wet, because to put it mildly, this is going to be a big deal with everyone watching every move. But there was Iraqi political pressure on the court to get Saddam out there fast. So the prosecutors landed on the Dujail case because they're convinced they have the goods on Saddam and can link him directly to the collective punishment of the people there.
There are cases pending about these other crimes, the gassing of thousands of Kurds in Halabja, for example, the repression of Shiite and Kurdish revolts in 1991. If Saddam Hussein is sentenced to death in this first case for the Dujail killings, what happens to those other cases?
Well, those trials will go ahead, but it is possible under current laws that Saddam could be sentenced to death and that he may not live to participate in those trials, but nobody wants that. That's certainly not what the Kurds or many of the Shiites want. I mean, they want to see their day in court. So officials say something will likely be arranged to prolong his life should he be sentenced to death so that he can participate. So you might end up with a situation where another trial will run in tandem with the Dujail trial, and so Saddam is in fact hustling between courtrooms.
And there has been criticism from outside groups like Human Rights Watch that this trial is not going to be fair. It's not an international tribunal. It will be conducted by Iraqis. What are the safeguards for the defense?
Oh, this is such a complicated situation. You know, the Iraqis feel strongly that this should be an Iraqi trial in Iraq under Iraqi control. And that's what U.S. officials have wanted from the start. They publicly say it's important to show that Iraq can do this. But behind the scenes, the U.S. has been helping with lots of advisors, organizing funding, and guiding the Iraqi tribunal. In the eyes of some, this has actually tainted things. There are key last-minute legal, administrative, and procedural issues that remain unclear, which play into the defense's hands. And so tomorrow, the defense is going to come up with 122 points and ask for a three-month recess. And, in fact, the tribunal will be somewhat vulnerable on this point, and it looks like they may take a recess, although for how long, we don't know.
And what's the understanding now? Is the trial going to be televised?
Well, it may be televised. We hope it will be televised. But whether or not there will be a delay is not clear. Iraqi officials are concerned that Saddam will, like Milosevic in The Hague, will use this as a platform. And so they want a 20-minute delay in order to be able to censor material if Saddam tries to incite violence or if he just sort of lets rip and they want to cut it off.
NPR's Anne Garrels in Baghdad. Anne, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And you can find a primer on Saddam's trial with more details about the lawyers, the judges, and trials to come at our website, npr.org.